Hi, I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Mindy Thomas.
And together, we bring you Wow in the World,
NPR's podcast for families.
Every week, we explore wild and new scientific discoveries.
We also ride a bird.
Find
Wow in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and this is Kali Uchis. The Colombian American vocalist is someone we've been playing on the show for quite a while. And she's been slowly but very surely building a fan base with a combination of mixtapes, EPs, singles, and collaborations with A-listers like Miguel, Tyler the Creator, and Juanes. And now she has her first full-length major label album called Isolation. And we have her with us this week to talk about the album and also to be a guest DJ talking about some of the music she grew up with. She joins us from NPR West in Culver City, and also joining us here in Alt Latino World Headquarters in Washington, D.C. is Sydney Madden, my colleague from NPR Music. We'll jump right into the conversation, but first, this is the new single from the album. It's called Tyrant. Kali Uchis, welcome to Alt Latino.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And Sydney, welcome to Alt Latino, your first appearance here.
Thank you for having me, Felix.
Okay, so let's just jump right into the music. Kali sent us a bunch of music, and Sydney, you get the first question. Go ahead and dive right in.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Felix. But before we get into all of this influential music to you, Kali, just give us a bird's eye view of what your new album, Isolation, is all about.
It's hard to say what it's all about, because every song is kind of a different topic, different genre, different world, and so on. And so it's pretty just expressive and telling of my experiences and my lessons that I learned and things that I was going through around the different eras of my life while I was working on the album for the last, like, 2.5-3 years.
And what are some of the most integral stories you're telling on this new album?
When I kind of looked back on everything, the one thing that really tied everything in was the mentality that I kind of had during the time that I was creating this music, which was kind of isolation, in the sense not just embracing the feeling of the risk that I was taking by making sounds that don't really sound like anything else that's current or trendy right now, but more so also isolation in the sense of kind of taking the time that I needed to heal and to create and to reinvent and to tap into my intuitive senses and discover so many different things that I was kind of looking for at those times in my life.
I love how you said it was a sense of isolation because you weren't doing things that were particularly trendy at the time in terms of popular music. And I hear a lot of classic and throwback influences within this record. I hear some jazz, funk, reggaeton, bossa nova. So I just want to get into what are some of your most important musical influences.
I think for me, because growing up, I always been such a music nerd. And you know, I was one of the kids that was at the record store, the CD store, digging through stuff and trying to listen to new things and trying to see different covers and different things so that I could go home and research it and finding out about artists and finding out about all types of different genres from all over the world, and basically just kind of being as well-rounded as I could when it came to music, because I loved using music as my escape and as my way to navigate the things that I was, you know, going through growing up. It's kind of like music was always my way to control my feelings, to control the mood of my setting, and to really take power into my own hands of, like, you know, it might have been a shitty day, but now I turn the song on in my headphones and I'm gone. Like, I'm in a music video, I'm dancing down the street.
Yes.
It's just kind of like...
you're in another world.
Yeah. So finding different new types of music for me was just finding different things that were going to make me feel alive. Or it was like collecting Pokeballs, like, oh, which one am I going to throw out today that's going to really like set the tone for this morning while I'm getting ready, or my walk home from school, or whatever it is. I think it was just really important for me. You know, music is such a big part of my life. And then I also was involved in band as a kid and jazz band, and I took alto saxophone really seriously. I was like a huge band nerd, and piano, and I was in a lot of like poetry contests. So I just always really loved art and the opportunity that we have as human beings to express ourselves through sounds and visuals and writing and music and everything. Just all of it was like, I needed so many creative outlets to mm-hmm. really feel alive and really feel like I could take my own life into my own hands and create.
Finding your creative outlet early in life is so key, because your emotions can get bottled up, your thoughts can get all jumbled. And yeah, so I definitely identify with your idea of finding the different expressions to kind of escape into.
Yeah, not letting yourself feel like, I think putting all these boundaries on, like, oh, what types of music do you listen to, or what type of music do you make, or what, it creates a sense of such a limited dynamic. And I think it's actually totally counterproductive as an artist or even just as a human being.
And Felix, you talk about this all the time, how many people think Latin music is just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm curious to know, Kali, speaking of that, where did you grow up and where were these musical influences coming from?
Well, for me, I grew up between Pereira, Colombia, and also between Virginia, like northern VA, right outside of D.C., and I was always very close to my family when I was really little. And so those influences were always around me, of like whether my aunt had Jeanette blasting in the house, or whether we were going out dancing and Celia Cruz was on, or it didn't really matter. No matter what was going on, it was always very, very close to my heart. You know, we listen to everything. We don't just listen to like Colombians. We're also going to listen to like, you know, Brazilians and Spaniards and Mexicans and Puerto Ricans, like all the different types of influences and all the different types of music that comes from everywhere that speaks Spanish was kind of music that was playing in my house as well growing up.
Well, you mentioned Jeanette, and that's one of the songs that's on your list of stuff that you sent in. Let's play this one. Tell us about the song and tell us a little bit about the artist.
Jeanette is kind of just, she has a really melodic, mellow toned voice. It's like air. It's like her singing voice is just like fluffy clouds. You know, she doesn't have to do too much with it, but she's always going to give you a feeling. And I think that was a lot of what my aunt would play around her house. And so for me, it's a very nostalgic. It always makes me happy when it comes on.
And this track is called Corazón de Poeta. And can't help but think that this is going to be very, very poetic, to say the least.
Sus palabras calor.
Okay, Kali, that's a very, very specific sound. It's very pop. It's very, like you said, it's very ligera, very light. I can sort of hear a direct influence on your own music and on your own voice mm-hmm. and your own singing style listening to something like this.
Yeah, she's like a feather, you know, she just floats on the breeze. And I think I have certain songs that are more punchier vocals, but then I also love just the feeling that a melodic, breezy type sound is, because sometimes, you know, life can get really chaotic, and sometimes, you know, personally for myself growing up, like how I was using music was to calm my nerves a lot when I was stressed or when I was scared or when I was angry or upset. And I think a song like that, it gives you nostalgia, but it also gives you a sense of, for me, it gave me a sense of being at home and kind of peace in that moment, no matter what was going on. And so I think that vocal style and even just those instruments and that style of music has always been something that I go back to. She really doesn't have a bad song.
All right, so you're in Northern Virginia. Without giving away your age, you were there for your teenage years. What kind of music were you listening to that wasn't from Columbia? What was popular when you were growing up and forming your musical sensibilities here in the U.S.?
No, just everything. I mean, NERD was also from, like, not too far from where I was growing up. That was, like, for a lot of people who make music, that was a huge influence in, like, teen years of, like, modern things going on at that moment. But they're not far in VA, and there were a lot of people in VA to look up to musically. Missy Elliott, I think even just outside of people that were around me, I was just looking at everything, just everything.
You remind me of so many other singers that that have been in the business for a while, and in particular somebody like Lila Downs, who's a Mexican and American singer. Same thing, same idea. You come from a Spanish-speaking country, Spanish-speaking background, but your palate, your appreciation of music is so wide and so vast. She's a huge mm-hmm. jazz fan, huge R&B fan, huge everything from ranchera to Aretha Franklin, you know? And I think that we hear some of that in some of the selections you brought in today.
I think being Colombian-American is something that also, like, really shaped, because, I mean, you know, I'm super proud of my roots and always remembering my roots, but then I'm also an American. And I think there's so much that you kind of are exposed to, especially in the area that I lived in, like right outside of D.C., it's extremely eclectic. You pretty much have access to every different type of person in the world. The school that I went to was known as, like, one of the most diverse schools in the United States of America, is the home of the Titans school.
Right. Still got that school pride.
Yeah. and it was just really diverse, and it was just really, like, it wasn't really like, it didn't feel like you had to just listen to one type of music or, like, fit into one type of mold. But I think it's really exciting to just kind of, like, take from your inspirations, take from the vintage inspirations that were from before you were born, take the ones that influence your family, the ones that maybe were from all the way across the globe that no one knew about, the ones mm-hmm. that are current in your, like, town, the ones that are, you know, just everything. Take everything, but then also make it new, make it original, make it you, make it, you know, this giant smoothie, but make sure that you still, like, sprinkle in all the toppings that are you on top of it. And I feel like that's what's so exciting and fresh about, like, having so many different inspirations and not just trying to be like, I'm going to be the next this person. Yeah. I want to make a song that sounds like this. It's like, it shouldn't really be about that, or else I feel like you're really limiting yourself to just kind of, like, fit into somebody else's shoes. And it's like,
absolutely.
When it comes to music and, like, truly pushing boundaries as a musician, I think, you know, it's all custom fit. Like, if you're talking about trying to fit into someone else's shoes, but the shoes are custom, like, you can't do that. Like, everyone is built differently, and everyone's path is differently, and everyone's journey is unique to themselves. And so it's really limiting to be trying to, like, just fit into one type of category of artist or person or brand. It's boring, too. It's mm-hmm. like, to be on brand all the time is, like, so exhausting and boring to look at and to see. Like, it's just like, we're not packaged Barbie dolls. We don't have to, like, always be, like, fitting into this fantasy of, like, what, you know, we're human beings mm-hmm. and we're artists,
yeah,
and
people.
We're multidimensional mm-hmm. beings that are able to correlate with anything and grow. And that's the most exciting part about being an artist, is, like, that freedom, not feeling the pressures of having to confine yourself.
Let's get into the next song that you were influenced by that you picked for us today.
Okay. You know, Teal Felix is going to have to make an appearance here because you mentioned Annie R.D., right? Yeah. Uh-huh. That's an artist I'm not familiar with. So let's play some of that since it was such a big part of, at least a part of your youth growing up here in Northern Virginia.
You're not familiar with Annie R.D.?
There you go. It's Teal Felix.
Teal Felix.
Come on, man. I'm trying to be as cool as I can.
You know who Pharrell is?
It's Pharrell and Chad Hugo and
Shay. It's Pharrell's band back in the day. You could play.
What's your favorite NERD song, Kelly?
The one that makes me really dance. They're all good, but one of the ones that makes me really dance is She Wants to Move.
Okay, so while all the Teals and Teals were upstairs dancing cumbia, you guys were in the basement banging to this. Check it out.
Yep.
She makes me think of lightning and skies. Her name, she's sexy. How else is God supposed to write? She's sexy. She wants to move. But you're hogging her. You're guarding her. She wants to move. She wants to move. But you're hogging her. You're guarding her.
Damn.
Crystal, look at your girl. She loves it.
Look at her.
I can see it in her eyes. She.
Come here.
Hope this lasts forever. Me fantasize
her curves.
She's sexy. Her ass is a spaceship. I want to ride. She's sexy. Move. She wants to move. But you're hogging her. You're guarding her. She wants to move. She wants to move. But you're hogging her.
We are in the studio with Kali Uchis talking about music that I should know about.
Yes, 100%. Come on now.
It's her turn to be a guest DJ. Sydney, go ahead. I know you have another question for her.
Yeah, sure. We're playing guest DJ with Kali Uchis today and talking about her newest album, Isolation. So, Kali, you were talking earlier about Corazón de Poeta and how light and feathery the vocals were. I want to get into the next song by Astro Gilberto, Goodbye Sadness.
La, 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 la.
Okay, now you're playing stuff from my generation.
Oh my gosh, what? You were in the 60s?
I will be 60 years old this year, okay?
But you didn't live in the 60s.
I lived in the in 1968, I was 10 years old. So when, as a high school.
So you were watching your parents do this.
So, yeah, well, you know, they were listening. My family's Mexican-American from California, so they were listening to mariachi. They were dancing cumbia, the Mexican cumbia. And then in the back room, us kids in 68, we were dancing to Jackson 5 and all that stuff. I didn't get turned on to Astro Gilberto until much later when I was in high school discovering jazz, because she's probably the most famous singer to come out of Brazil in the late 50s, early 60s that epitomized the whole bossa nova sound.
So tell us why you chose this song, Kali.
She's another singer that doesn't really have a bad song, but I think this one out of all of them is one that you can really cruise on a sunny day with the windows down. You feel good, you feel happy. You can be riding your bike on the beach, eating your ice cream. It's just a good feeling. And even when you listen to her lyrics, you know, they're so melancholy. She's sad, but she wants to get rid of that sadness. She wants to go into this new chapter of her life where she's free. And I feel like that's a lot of what Astrid writes about. A lot of her writing is about freeing herself spiritually and mentally from how heavy everyday life and the world and all of the different things that are on her mind can be, and trying to be light, trying to be lighter. La, la, la.
How you said that, freeing yourself. I mean, I can hear that message echoed a little bit in your song with Tyler, the creator, and Bootsy Collins, After the Storm. It's all about being your own hero, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
I think it's really important to get rid of the need to assimilate to society, which, you know, a little bit of that is in all of us, and we all wear masks to some extent, and we're all kind of sometimes find ourselves going through the motions of life, and we also live in a world that really profits off of that. And in order to kind of free yourself, it comes with a lot of the understanding of just really being decisive about what your purpose is and where you stand in this world and what doesn't matter to you, and the everyday things that sometimes get so clogged up in our brain and sometimes make us forget about why we actually came to Earth.
Just look in the mirror.
Better than ever, cause your umbrella, umbrella. Sun is beaming on me like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Camry. Cause you drive me candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
Let's talk a little bit about what has that climb been like? What has that road been like for you to start your career and reach this point now where this album is your first major label release? How has that journey been? In 30 seconds or less.
Just elevator pitch.
Yeah, I mean, as you can imagine, it's been a journey. It's been a journey, to say the least, you know? I guess just kind of learning myself and learning not even just learning, but learning and unlearning, you know, having to having to grow into all these new chapters. That's kind of what life is all about, is simultaneously constantly shedding your skin and growing into the new chapter, and all about timing and all about tapping into that consciousness that's going to make sure that you're on the right timing. And just kind of, I don't know, I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful for everything that's happened. I have plenty to look forward to. I feel blessed. I feel that I haven't waited for fate to decide what's going to happen to me. I'm proud that I've done what I've done, and I've made something that I'm really happy and I'm proud of. And at the end of the day, that was the most important thing for me and for that chapter of my life.
And the thing that strikes me about that is that you have a long list of collaborations, say, with a variety of styles and a variety of different artists. And it seems like you look at the process of making music as communal.
Yeah. This is my first album where I really learned what it was like to collaborate with people, because when I started by myself, just kind of looping things and sampling things. And then for Por Vida, it was now people are sending me beats, but I was still by myself. And then this album is now I'm aside an orchestra, and now I'm helping this girl play the flute, you know, on Body Language, and all these little things you learn about how much all these little contributions to a song musically really make the entire thing full, and working with live instrumentalists and live musicians and so many talented people from the new school and from the old school that are all inspiring and in their own worlds. For me, it was a dream. It came together magically, it came together perfectly, and I don't regret any of it.
Let's talk about your next song on the list, La Factoría Todavía.
I love this song, first of all, because I just remember being a really little girl, being in Colombia. Me and my cousins had just got out of school, and the song started playing in the car, and we know all the words, and we're cranking it up all the way, and the sun is going down, and we're getting there's a woman on the side of the street selling arepas with queso on top, and we're just singing it at the top of our lungs. Me recordaste que existe el amor, y aunque perdí tú mi alma, no volverás junto a mí.
Okay, that was the group La Factoría and the song Todavía on Kali Uchi's playlist. And that's the first song that we've played today that has an influence of reggaeton, or at least a dembow beat. And how big of a factor was that in your musical upbringing?
Oh my God. Old school reggaeton is is crack to me. I mean, we used to love that. And I know so many of my cousins who are want to be artsy or whatever. They're whatever. That's so basic and blah blah blah. But I love it. I love a good old school reggaeton song. You know, when I was older, I would listen to the song for nostalgic purposes or whatever, turn myself up, whatever. And I'm like, wow, she's actually singing about something kind of sad or kind of, you know. It's not as bright as it sounds, and I think that's really cool to me. I love being able to combine kind of moody lyrics, angry lyrics, or sad lyrics, and make a sound kind of how I did with Riding Around, where it's
but it's so lighthearted.
And it sounds like la 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 la, like it sounds like you're at a carnival or something. That's kind of similar to In My Dreams on my new album, where it's my first song where I was just fully sarcastic the entire song. Probably sounds the happiest out of any song on the album, but it's actually probably the saddest. But I just really like that, to be able to kind of submerge all those different feelings in the same way. It's you get your salty with your sweet. My mind, I was so, oh, oh.
Kali Uchis' new album, Isolation, is out now. And she joins us from NPR West out in California. Thank you, Kali.
Thank you guys for having me.
And you're welcome back to All Latino anytime. Bring a stack of records and I'll keep quiet and you just
Absolutely.
Play the music.
Absolutely. We gonna school you about NERD though, Felix.
Okay.
We're gonna get you. We're gonna get you right.
What happened, Theo Felix? What happened?
Before we go, we want to remind you that you can hear all the music we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Thanks again to Kali Uchis, my colleague Sydney Madden, and to you for listening. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.